Donald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
She's head out the math club. He likes candles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives a carabolo. We start to fool a dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
Tanya and Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning.
Get over here.
I know why he's excited.
I had to punch her in the shoulder.
I got lots of punches because you're excited about the football.
You know two things I worked out over the weekend,
Jake?
Of course excited about the football.
Yeah.
But I realised when watching a game...
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I love it so much. You can justify doing bugger all for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It's a long...
Yeah.
..process of sitting on a couch...
Of course.
..watching your favourite thing. But anyway, yeah footy... Yes. That's why we sacked Risey and got JR in.
Hello, JR.
Good morning.
Risey's not here today, but you are.
Pinch hitting. Ahead of the footy, I'm excited too.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be there with the commentary team.
That's right, yes. Mm. Got a big broadcast beforehand as well, so come say hello. Mm. Then up in the box to call the game. And, yeah, they're pumped too because there were so many great games we called last year.
Yes. Mm.
Hoping it's the same in 2024.
I am having a little bit of a whinge that it's on a school night, but we'll move on.
Yeah.
You know, we'll move on from that, won't
first,
we? All?
First six rounds, there's two Thursday nights and a Friday night. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the size of the new screen that will be on the Southern Hill?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I had a look at the dimensions.
They get down to Harvey Norman, did they?
Yeah, they really did. So it's a $2 million screen.
Right.
It's on the Southern Hill. Just talk amongst yourselves. I did have the stats at my hair. Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry, Tanya. This will be a bit sexist, but I don't want to talk TV size with a chick.
Well, remember, it was this dodgy little thing. And if the sun was shining, you couldn't see it. But it was 8.4 metres. Tonight, they're unveiling the new 18.9.5 metres.
I've got the same in the lounge room.
Incredible.
Same one in my lounge room, see? That's a good one.
That's massive. So that's the southern end.
Yeah.
On the northern end, they'll have exactly the same in place for the May, I think it's May 31 game.
You know what we've got to be careful of?
What?
Getting TVs that size around the place, and it'll be like when you go to a gig and you've got cheap seats. You will not watch the field.
Well, they're saying from the, you can see that screen perfectly, like you're sitting in your lounge room, up to the halfway.
Okay.
So... once the halfway, you know, for the other side gets the northern end, it'll all be sweet. Everyone will be able to see every play.
Yeah, okay.
We'll all become sideline eyes.
I like that, though. Because how many times when you're at a live game, you go, what's that for?
Especially, and you know this to be true, you do too, JR, when you're in one of the, just say you're in one of the grandstands, you've got no idea what's happening in the far corner.
No.
Nothing.
No.
So we'll be watching the screen.
I still remember when you and I went to our first live game after COVID, and the first 10 minutes I went, what's weird? What's wrong with it? It was like, oh, that's right, there's no commentary. Because we were just you know, so used to 3 years, wasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
With commentary, and all of a sudden, oh, could you commentate the game, please, Daniel? I'm not keeping up. But I'm excited, and I think today, I know it's game one and all of that gear, but I think, you know, hopefully we'll get a feel.
Yeah.
That's what we're after, aren't
we? Yeah.
How are we going this year? Looks good. I'm so glad Gamble got a run at number six.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure with Cogger and all the people that they're bringing in, and I think he deserves his first go, don't you reckon?
Well, I found that to be the most interesting thing out of the press conference yesterday with Adam O'Brien, when he talked about loyalty.
Yeah.
And he said, this is the reason why I have this halves combination, because these guys did a great job. Yes, Cogger's there, but I like to reward loyalty whenever I can.
Geez, I tell you what, he's getting close to a Queensland jersey.
But isn't that a weird...
picket stick.
I mean, I love it, but it's just so strange for in this world of we've got to win, we've got to win, we've got to win,
so
and we've got to put the best out there, and we don't, you know, like, loyalty. So,
and what I love about that, as, you know, I know Queensland bang on about it, but what I love about that then brings confidence from a team, and it all works.
Yeah.
Provided they play well, of course.
Yeah.
But loyalty, it's all psychological. I like that about Adam.
Yeah.
Throwing a bit of that in.
Not bad, is it?
Bit of old school management.
Very.
Which is, you know, Bennett lived on it.
Mm.
The good coaches do, don't they?
Yeah.
They're good people managers. Oh, excited. Come here, I want to punch you again.
We'll have some tickets to go to the game later on this morning. It's Tanya and Steve, 6 past 6.
I'll give you a headlock, a head ruffle.
Newcastle's 102.9. Triple it.
On the line.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Are you looking at that, mate? Well, I saw this online. I've actually seen it a few times. Mm. And people are a bit scratchy head over it. So I wanted to bring it to someone who we know has got a weird little brain. Talking about you.
Tanya, there was... I cannot, at this point, think of one reason why you called it little.
Oh, no, big brain. Big brain. But
a weird big brain.
I've got a friend who's got a weird little brain.
So I wanted to give it to you. I wanted to give it to you to see what your reaction is straight away.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, most... let's call them normal people.
Yeah.
Oh, they are all over the place with
this. I'm happy to call them normal.
Yeah.
And I say them.
Yeah. okay. So there were 20 cows in a field,
mm-hmm.
28 chickens. How many didn't?
What?
There were...
Hang on. This isn't maths, though, is it?
No.
Okay, go.
Oh, kind of.
Go. Yeah.
There were 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
I don't get it. Do it again.
There were 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't? What's your question?
Oh, okay. 10 didn't.
JR?
What?
You've
gone to someone with a normal brain now. I've got no idea what's going on.
And that's exactly what's happening with people with normal brains. They're going, I don't know, what are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going, how many didn't what?
Well, 20 of them ate chickens, mate. Not 28 chickens, it's all in the...
I knew the crazy guy would get it right.
That's right. See, guys, come on board, the water's fine.
Yeah, we got to your compliment, it just took a while to get there.
That's right.
And honestly, I would have been so let down had you have not got that right, because I would have went, he's been pretending to be crazy all these years.
I did it because the pressure was on. I wanted you to give me a hug and love my little brain.
Weird.
Weird little brain.
How funny is that, though?
No, that's a really valid point. So what, people just weren't getting it?
No, they were getting angry, going, how many didn't what? Like, there was this dad with his kids last night, you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a cute little, I don't know, test to see
with your brain teaser,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Hey, yeah.
In my defence, too, 6:10.
I know.
That was at night, would have been first go. You know, I'm still warming up here, so,
okay. So, it is true. He is crazy.
I've had this sent, 6:10, I'll say it. I've had this sent to me. I'm surprised you haven't yet, but you mightn't have found it. You know those ones that go around on memes that says, listen to this, but if you are this person or that person, you will hear this.
Yep.
Now, it says, be warned, if you're ADHD, right, you will hear Delilah. And if you are normal, you'll probably hear Rose. I'm just slapping examples.
Yeah, names together. Right.
So you do. You go, okay. Well, and it says, penis. Okay. But here's what I write back.
Right.
Yeah, I heard Delilah. Why? What'd you hear? And I know they're going, oh, God. Oh, wow, it's true then. Because I heard penis. But it's doing the rounds anyway.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, but I like those. I like the ones where your mind can hear what it needs to hear when it's written in front of you.
Yeah.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's great being crazy, too. Oh, God. I love it.
Yeah, well, you've proved yourself.
But did you get it?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yeah, thank you. So, JR, just undiagnosed, mate.
Well, we've just put Steve to the test. We're going to put you to the test with a first inch shortly.
I had to get that out of her.
I forgot I did.
Yeah, you're mental.
Because I was in bed with Mike going, oh, you can't get it. You must be normal. And I'm thinking, well, what does that make me?
I think, oh, there's my mirror.
Ticks to Peter Garrett coming up with the first inch.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.
Triple M.
Hey, remember a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, when I was at Matchbox 20 at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was telling you how Michael came back and said, well, there's just women everywhere in the men's toilet. And I went, well, you know why? Because the queue is way too long. And he went, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, it's just kind of a little embarrassing trying to shield your pee-pee from a string of women coming in and out of the toilet.
I can assure everyone listening in UJR, that is not what he said. That was paraphrased by Tanya. Yes.
Yeah.
But and I get what, yeah, look, you know the difference? Now is, used to be, I'm sorry, but I just have to go?
Yeah.
Now it's just
queuing with the fellas, yeah. But what was interesting, when we talked about that on the air, I meant to say this at the time, a guy named Luke contacted me and he was saying, hey, it's not just concerts. Mm. It's everywhere now. He said, I'm telling you, this is such a frequent occurrence at male toilets, whether it's at a concert, whether it's at a stop on the side of the road, wherever it is, that guys really don't bat an eyelid that the boys' toilet is full of girls. It's just become the norm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you the question. Because we always complain that there is never enough female toilets, is it time to just go, a toilet is a toilet? Should we be going down the road of Ally McBeal? Because that was the first TV show we started seeing.
Oh, wow.
It was. Yeah. Ally McBeal all those years ago.
Yeah.
Co-ed toilets, genderless toilets.
Oh, okay, so one half of me is I'm so used to the structure we have.
Yeah.
And the other half goes, yeah, fair enough, when you're at home. But when you're at home, you're in the safety of family and not strangers and weirdos.
Yeah.
So there's where I kind of get a little bit concerned.
So on that case, would there be then... an open slather toilet over here,
yeah.
But then we use the one that's been used for females all these years, have a smaller toilet area for, like, parents with kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what I immediately thought about. If you're taking your sons or your daughters to the toilet, do you want to go where the opposite sex is when you're taking them in as well? And they might not be as comfortable with it.
Look, you know, I don't know whether... I'm sure it happened. Does it happen in male toilets where men take little girls into the toilet with them?
Yeah, look, I've quite a few times with Jasmine.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Because, but you have to.
And again, that's actually a good point you raise. So a father going into a female toilet, ooh. But a mother coming in with their son, yeah, that's cool, don't worry about it, we got it.
Oh, I see. So you've seen women come in with their sons,
sure.
Have you?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
My boy. They always say, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, because see, I've seen it the other way where women will bring in their sons into a female toilet.
Yeah, that too.
But I didn't, yeah, okay.
That too.
So,
open slathered toilets, though, you're right. It'll be like everything in life. After a year, it's normal, isn't it? Because I think, I must admit, and I'm only talking gigs, I just think, oh, you poor things. Like girls just queuing and queuing and queuing.
Because there's a couple of restaurants around town now that don't have, that they're basically genderless toilets.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Yeah, like I can name one that recently, Light Years. There's no male, female there.
No, that's why that closed down, mate.
No, they're not closed. Light Years is fantastic.
No, they've gone, mate.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the one that's there now, I think, aren't you? Or Jerry, no, I know the one you
what's
mean.
What's our favourite restaurant?
I know the one you mean. But Light Years,
I think. The Thai one.
As gone as.
No.
Oh.
No, Light Years is there.
Light Years is there. What's the one I'm thinking of? Anyway, regardless.
I think you're thinking of Milky Lane.
There's the one.
Yeah.
But yes, I've seen it more and more, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, though.
Yeah.
Again, after a year, you get used to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether it's flipped the other way. You know, would girls be okay with guys coming around? The question's probably more about
women.
How would the girls feel about
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, it depends on where it is and what's going on, I guess. But if I'm at a concert, please just have toilets. Don't worry about the male and female, because most of us are there for a wee-wee, and that's the truth. You're not going to hang around, are you?
No.
So, and if you do, well, poor you then. Poor you that can't, that has to go.
Yeah.
And do big jobbies at the concerts.
The only plus size I see for males, if it's in pubs, is when you go to the toilet and you see that gorgeous woman you're looking at standing up at the trough and you go, hello.
So it saves an awkward conversation,
I
reckon.
So. Okay. It was like, hey, look at, oh, I see.
Well, there you go.
Got to look for a plus.
Two-pronged attack on that one.
There you are.
Yeah. Found the positive.
I do absolutely think that is much more of a question to ask women than men. I think men will be like, fine with me.
Mm. Mm. All right.
So you'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I would be, actually. Do you think your wife would be, JR?
Oh, I reckon at a concert or a gig or something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of anything goes at the gig, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's
when the line's that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I know Trish could take care of herself if, you know what I mean? She's not backward in coming forward.
No.
So. Yeah, the only thing guys would get annoyed with, excuse me, girls, can I just get into washing my fucking hands? I know you're both doing makeup and I know you're having a chat about someone. can I just wash my hands?
Well, all right, then they're going to have to redesign. We're going to need a big mirror with lights around it over here and a little pink stool for us to do our makeup at.
And the further we talk, the further it's hitting the too hard basket, isn't it? It's like, oh, I don't want to be, oh, you're right, we'll make another. We'll do that, but the girls need that, yeah. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, all right. Leave it as it is then.
Yeah. Come on. How many times are you, like, okay, you us three are at the bar.
Yeah.
JR, let's go to the toilet. How long would you hear that?
No, thank you.
With the girls, let's go. Yeah, I'm off.
You miss it out. There's a lot that gets said in that toilet trip.
If two guys are going to the toilet together, it's illegal.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud, cause
Tanya and Steve are here. Regular listeners to the show, T, would remember an ongoing 3-year saga with me that hadn't disconnected Foxtel.
Was it only 3 years, was it?
Oh, maybe more.
I think it was more.
Actually, you're right, it was 4.
Okay, for new listeners, yes, you and Karen, your ex, got rid of each other.
That's a beautiful, beautiful description. That's Tanya's description of a mutual separation.
It is.
What did you see? What's up? I hate to break your heart, Tanya, but Karen and I have got rid of each other.
Sorry.
Oh, I love it.
You know what I mean.
I'm using it.
Well, you're still very friendly and close.
Hey, how are you going with Julie? Oh, we split up. Oh, you got rid of her, eh?
Anyway, when you moved, you continued to have Foxtel at your other residence and paid for it.
Yep, the box was at Karen's house and I just kept paying for it. And once Game of Thrones finished, it's why I did continue it there. I forgot it was there. And it
she
was
probably
all...
did too.
Oh, she didn't even watch. All right, so no one watched the Foxtel I paid 4 years for. Reason being that it was in a bundle with my phones.
Of course.
Didn't really stand out as a bill until it was on my mind. Brought to the show, and then I spent 2 years procrastinating about having to be on hold. Right?
Because you had to ring up to cancel. That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's how they get you. And then when I did, it was literally like a divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, why are you leaving me?
This is Telstra, not Karen.
No, that's right.
She's happy. Bye-bye.
Well, she's got rid of him.
There's been a new one, but covert.
Oh.
Again, not looking close enough at my Visa card statement.
Yeah.
Right? And then suddenly, it was about 2 weeks ago, I went, what is this $42 thing? And I'm looking at it, and then I went to, you know, you can place it into regular outlets.
Yeah.
I went, I don't go to this gym.
And it was, are you kidding?
It was a gym membership that BJ signed up to a year ago.
Oh, my God.
But here's the best part of that. Didn't go once. Didn't go
once.
Not once.
And you've been paying $42, what, a week or a month? Okay, well, that's not too bad.
No,
to be quite
I
honest.
Know. He signed up quickly because there was a deal going.
Right.
So fair call.
Yeah.
But I just love the fact that he didn't go once. And because he's Gen Z, it's great because I went, mate, what's this? He went, oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I signed up to that a year ago. Oh, righto. Which gym? There was a special. Right. And have you gone? Nah.
Oh, no.
But not a. Yeah, look, actually, sorry, Dad. No, it was like, have you ever gone? Nah. Could you close the door on your way out, please, Dad?
So $500 in the hole.
In the hole.
Yeah.
Right. And they were lovely because I did. I said, look, I have to cancel this membership because, and my son has not been there once. And I did end it with his fault, not yours, because I didn't want them to think I was going to be one of those people. He didn't even go, I want my money back.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but from that,
I
learned a little lesson too that, you know, those sorts of things, I'm sure you guys know, new to me because I don't do it often. It's, so can I cancel that today? Oh, yes. Yes, that'll stop in 30 days.
Yeah.
No. Can I cancel that today? Yes, that will stop in 30 days.
No, nothing about today.
That's clever. They get one more payment out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to go to that gym on the day. I'm just going to walk around, little go on everything.
a little go.
Just going to have a little go.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll pick up a dumbbell. That's enough of that. But, yeah, so that's normal.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, you can't just end it today.
You can. Like you said with divorce.
The only thing you can do is change your banking, and then they can't get your money.
Oh, that's worth it.
I think I'm going to have to do that because there's so many hands in my bank account right now.
I lost the number, Tay. all right? I had the BSB. I don't know what happened.
But I'm like you. There is one that I'm still chasing up. I don't know what it is. I think it's an overseas newspaper subscription that I've paid for.
Got a couple of those, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm annoyed because at the time I think I knew I wouldn't learn Russian, but I still went ahead with it. So I'm paying for something that I can't even read.
Are you still hooked up to Kayak Monthly?
Yeah.
You know, she hasn't got a kayak yet, but you know, she gets ahead of the game sometimes. But I bet you'll be surprised. There's probably quite a few of those that we let just go by.
But I think that's the only way of dealing with it. Stop that bank, you know, open up a new account with a new card, and then when they come emailing you going, we couldn't process your payment, oh, okay, so you were taking money out of my account as well. Oh. That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm still paying for Penguin Club, and Lorcan's 23. It's only $5 a month, but I don't know how to cancel it.
But there you are. There's the other thing.
Yeah.
Ask $5, whatever. It's not worth the hassle.
But it is.
Oh, no, I know.
How many years have I been paying this? There? Since he was 7.
Yeah. Do the math
on
that.
A lot of $5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Crikey, she fires up quick, doesn't she, JR? Friendly little chat. She's ready to kill somebody.
Your $42 was a nice laugh, but $5 for Penguin Club? Outrageous.
Yeah, but the bank thing sounds like a bigger hassle than the $5.
It probably is.
Well, you're not selling it, well, are you?
7 o'clock, $1,000 minute next on Triple M.
Attention bill payers, serial spenders.
Have dogs and cats dressed up in their little purple uniforms because the announcement will be they're going to allow small dogs and cats on domestic flights within the next 12 months.
Richard Branson will be in a dog suit.
You reckon?
As you said,
yeah.
You have the little pets, Branson over there in a dog suit, probably via satellite, but anyway. That's interesting. There was a word in there you just said, and I went,
small.
Oh, is that right?
Is that the word?
Yep.
Small dogs and cats. So it's a bit of discriminatory for the bigger cats and dogs.
I agree. I would happily pay for a seat for a Great Dane.
Well, interestingly,
because it's normal in America, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
I know you and I often talk when we get on at an airport and go, "What's going on?"
Mm-hmm. Yep, and in certain European airlines as well.
Yep,
but they don't have, I think, the size restrictions. I don't know what the size restrictions will be because they're going to do their big announcements later this morning. But I've seen. Like retriever type dogs and Alsatian type dogs in America.
Same.
Not in Europe, but definitely in America
and
on
not
planes.
Support dogs.
No.
That I could see.
No. It's just a normal dog.
A dog.
Yeah. So
how annoying is it when they're in business class and we have to walk past them?
No.
That's when you know where you sit in life.
They say they'll have a limited number of designated rows for animals and their owners, and the pooches and felines will not be able to walk around the cabin or sit on your lap. They must instead be in a pet-approved carrier under the seat in front of them. For the entirety of the flight. So it's going to have to be a very small cat or dog. I'm thinking...
Doesn't match the headline, does it?
No. It's basically carry-on luggage. If you can carry it on...
carry on your dog.
Pop it under the seat in front of you.
I've been a fan with that with children. You know, I've always encouraged a bit of overhead locker for the kiddies. They're going to have a bit of a cry. But no one's for it.
And you're not allowed to take it out and put it on your lap and have a nurse either. So it's not what we what you first imagined.
If I wasn't working today, I'd be at that press conference booing. I would be booing it.
Well, I'd be happy to put Big Dog on a Jetstar flight and send him down there to do that.
Thank you.
Poor old Big Dog.
A good representative
for us. Yeah, exactly. That's... Representing bigger cats and dogs everywhere.
Look, and you know what? The thing is, though, it just gets down to too many rules, doesn't it? Because getting a pet... animal, whatever, on a flight, you're going to have, I don't care, to absolutely not.
Yeah. But here's another stat that I quickly looked up. When it comes to people travelling with their animals, like going on holidays with their animals, something like 77% of people that travel with their animals do so with smaller dogs.
Yeah.
So, yes, people do go on holidays with their bigger dogs.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of travellers... the smaller dog brigade.
Yeah.
So, and this Virgin is going to announce later this morning that 57% of their customer base said they would definitely catch more flights if they could take their smaller dog with them.
Okay.
So they're catering to a market that's already travelling.
Yeah, true. because you're right. The thought of taking a smaller dog at a hotel, whether allowed or whatever, it's like less hassle.
A lot easier.
You know, yeah.
Than your big, you know, boofy Irish wolfhound.
Yeah. I'm constantly going to boxes. I've got Max, you know, sitting in the middle seat, me looking over going, you're all good there, are you? You don't mind dogs? If they had, I think the only way they'd get away with that is designated pet flights.
Yeah, okay, with the bigger animals.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
If they did that, and you'd go, yeah, we're going, we get that pet flight thing. Yeah. I reckon they'd fill a plane.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, can we throw
imagine
it out?
If you had a horse.
Mm. Well, 133353. Maybe not a horse, but...
Are you willing to stump up to take your smaller cat or dog on a flight?
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be something that you would consider? Or is it just like, it's just a bit of a gimmick. I wouldn't bother.
Mm.
I'd rather get the dog minded or the cat minded so I can just enjoy my holiday.
Yeah, to me, the whole point of it, and if it's a little dog, is not shoving it in a box under a seat.
Yeah, you want it on your lap.
Yeah.
Or prancing around, don't you?
bit of prancing too.
A bit of prancing. Yeah.
Would you? I mean, your dogs have, Pasta, always been little, you know, little dogs to a degree.
Mm, I couldn't put them under the seat, though. They wouldn't fit.
Right.
Yeah. Even Cavaliers is my thing.
Yeah.
They couldn't fit.
Okay.
So we're talking Chihuahuas.
Oh, really?
I think so. Little terriers, don't you reckon?
Little handbag dogs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it has to slide under the seat in front of you.
That is small.
Yeah.
Might as well get a flounder fish.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's too small.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a gimmick.
Mm, well, I guess they've got to come up with something, don't they?
Did you ever take your dogs on holiday?
Yeah. I certainly did.
Yeah?
Yeah, Byron Bay. My dogs loved Byron Bay.
Okay.
Because they're a bit more beach-friendly up there.
Because I'm seeing it more and more and more every day. Mm. And you just said the market that's already there, but I see it everywhere now, people taking their dogs. But any size.
Yeah.
Not, you know, that on the plane under the seat thing.
Yeah, and Airbnbs is heaps of options for your animals these days.
Okay.
Anyway, so we'll see. Dogs and cats on planes.
I'm for it.
Better than snakes any old day.
Fickle.
Yep.
I would like to hear him yell that out, though.
About the dogs. Stenier and Steve, 19 past 7.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tanya and
Steve Hill's Triple M breakfast. Oh, the footy, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant this lady. Her name is Maria Branius Moreira, and she turned 117 years old over the weekend, right?
Oh, God.
No, wait.
Oh.
She's 117 years old. There's nothing physically wrong with her apart from her, she's losing a hearing.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with her. She's now become such a model of what the hell? How come your genes are so good that scientists are getting a little bit excited?
Where's she from?
Well, strangely, she's Catalanian, right?
Okay.
So her parents were born over there.
Yeah.
Then they immigrated to America. So even though she's American, she still considers herself a Catalanian woman.
Mm.
And she even speaks in Spanish.
Oh, right.
So when you go onto her Twitter feed, which I just have, everything's in Spanish.
Yeah.
So good morning, world. This is what she's posted. Now, she does this herself, not a member of her family.
Yep.
Because they're all dead.
Yeah.
Why
would you want to live to 117? Anyway.
Well, she writes, good morning, world. Today I turn 117 years old. I've come this far. Old age is a kind of sacrament. You lose your hearing, but you hear more because you hear life, not noise. In the light of death, life takes on a specific, more definitive weight. So she's just pumping out the words of wisdom at the age of 117.
See, I love that line. I'm sure she'll say it too. You might be losing your sight, but you could still see BS a mile away when you get older.
Yeah.
I love that.
But how incredible. She's quite amazing. There's nothing wrong with her, as I say, apart from hearing.
Yeah.
Now, when science looks at her, they say it's all in the genes. All of her other relatives live beyond 90.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because when you go to the doctors, and I'm sure you've experienced the same, when you're seeing a new doctor, they say, how old were your grandparents when they passed? Does this happen to you?
Yes.
How old were your grandparents?
Yeah.
How are your parents? Are they okay? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And when you start looking at, hang on, one of my grandparents died at 67. The other one died at 62.
Yes.
It's a bit
I had a double whammy because growing up adopted, no idea.
Of course.
I had no idea of life history at all, right? And then, of course, when reunited with birth mum and then down the track, I got to learn all that at 26.
Yeah.
And the history of males is around 85.
Oh, okay.
But the best part, like, kind of just kicked through life and then dropped dead 85. Well, like, there wasn't even, you know, like...
A horrible...
And I think that's, yeah.
An ending, yeah. That's what you want.
What was yours?
Well, like I say, a couple of my grandparents died in their 60s.
Yeah.
One lived to 80s and one died at 37.
Okay.
So I haven't got a good track record.
Well, you know, after last year, I thought you were a goner. And I'd like to, at this point now, claim that I must have saved your life. Okay. So you're welcome, Tanya. But, yeah. Okay, so, but do they take that? Life is luck.
Yeah, genes play a huge role in how well you are,
yeah,
and to what maybe lay ahead of you.
See, she's different to the normal, because normally it's like, you know, a 102-year-old Asian woman who will go, you know, glass of sake and 10 cigarettes a day, good as gold, don't you?
Yeah,
you get, and again, genes.
Yeah, 100%.
But do you want to live till 117?
Yeah,
Tanya?
I do.
Why?
Just to see what's flying around. Whether we ever get to those flying cars. That's why.
Yeah, okay.
Really, I'm just curious.
Righto. Tweeting every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're hoping at some stage they're going to come up quickly, one of those, you know, life Alexis things, so you'll live longer. I'm good.
I know you are.
It's like...
Very scary.
Oh, look where we're heading already.
It's all right. You got till 85, so...
Yeah, we'll still be doing the show together, see? we'll put a promo around it.
Stan, you're in Steve. So... Do you remember when the NRL draw came out late last year? Channel 9 apparently wanted to shift tonight's game because the first match of the year on Australian soil didn't feature a Sydney or a Brisbane team. Mm. I don't know why they were worried. They'll get a pretty good atmosphere here in Newcastle. Mm. 20,000's a pretty good crowd on a Thursday night wherever, and that's what it looks like at the moment, with walk-ups probably bigger tonight. And the Raiders aren't overawed by that big crowd, as we saw last September. Canberra on top in that semi-final until Jack Whiten bit Tyson Gamble on the arm, and then everything changed.
Old
and we scored
Jackie Botten.
Yeah.
4 tries in 15 minutes, and Hungry Jack is now at South Sydney, so he's out of the side. And this Canberra lineup, 6 of the Raiders forwards spent time here in Newcastle, including the new captain with Elliot Whitehead out. Joe Tarpany will lead the Green Machine tonight.
Newcastle's always a tough game. Every time we face them, it's never easy. So a lot of talk out there that we'll probably be near the bottom. So we've got something extra to play for this year.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that, but people saying, the Raiders are going to bomb out after just getting into the 8 last year. So it's primed for that Ricky Stewart siege mentality tonight, which they had last year and nearly pulled it off. The Knights are really heavy favourites with the bookies and have won 6 of the last 8 against them, but I think it'll be a bit closer than that. Round 1 can always go either way. There's usually a few upsets. So, you know, Newcastle confident, but might not be a runaway win despite the money moving heavily towards them.
Interesting on the first games of the year, isn't it, though? There's not a massive margin in those bets. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, $2.20 against $1.90.
Well, that's like tonight it is. It's a bit bigger than that.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's to look out for tonight. We'll have the Triple M call live from 7. I think going to be set up just downstairs from your corporate box. You can almost see where the fancy people are from where we are.
We will wave to Hague.
So come and say good day. And if you want tickets to the game, I think we've got a few now on 1-333-53. So give us a call.
Yeah. These are family passes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You'll get a seat, but you won't get into the box, sadly. So if you want to take the fam, give us a call.
1-333-53.
We'll wave to you too.
The Spin on Sport. For WorkLock, a 25% off Cat Workwear for a limited time. WorkLock at Warners Bay or
Nights taking on the Raiders tonight. And Stefan at West Wall's End, you're going to be there with your fam?
Yes, I am. Bloody oath.
There you go, mate. Now, all Knights fans?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay.
Have you been hanging out for the season to start, Stefan?
Oh, my kids have been driving me crazy.
Oh, how lovely.
How old are they, mate?
14 and 12.
Okay, right.
Good stuff. Do they play?
Yes, they do. For West Wall's End, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good day or good night out, mate.
Yeah, it will be awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you enjoy.
Of course, it's on a school night, so.
It's going to be late, isn't
8 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, it won't be home. Kids probably won't be in bed till 11.
Hey, Brad, Wall's End, mate, you guys cab share. You're going tonight, Brad.
Beauty.
Who are you going to take, Brad?
I'm going to take my partner, my son, and
My partner's son.
Oh, lovely.
How old are the boys?
17, 12.
Nice. Well, you guys enjoy, Brad.
Notice
Thank
that?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That'll be great, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're all a bit excited. It's time for the footy. Can even feel the change in the air.
Yeah.
As far as the weather.
Yes.
A little bit cooler.
Yeah, no, I
think. Tiny bit.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I mean, the Vegas thing was almost felt separate.
Oh, my God.
Don't you reckon?
Steve.
It felt separate to real kickoff.
Did you guys see the figures? Oh, my God.
Figures four?
How many Americans tuned in to watch the Vegas games?
It was 13, wasn't it?
No.
They 13 or 14?
They announced it yesterday. On average, it was about 61,000 that tuned in to watch the all of that hype, all of that money, 61,000 Americans tuned in.
As many as in the stadium.
Yeah.
Hang on, that's not bad. I mean, they've only got 165 million population. I think you're being a bit negative, Ken. So that's a win.
That was the average across the two games, right? So all up, 105,000 people tuned in. But by the time the second game had started.
Right. They're too confusing now?
Well, they'd gone. They'd completely... Well, they hadn't completely. So you had about 40,000 left for the second game.
Right.
So, yeah, about 60,000 went, I don't get it and I don't care about it. So we were left out of that millions and millions of population over there, 40,000 people with an American passport watching the game.
Well, you watch, mate. I'm telling you now, as we've seen, Volandi's the king of spin. He'll come out and go, we outrated Antiques Roadshow. By 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's very big success.
and we're there for another four years.
Because he's not giving up until he pulls 70,000.
Stand here and Steve.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. After pay available on service and parts at Cessnock Toyota.
The for Tanya and Steve's credit card crush.
Tanya and Steve's.
Take that. Rewind it back.
Throwback Thursday.
Apart from giving up smoking and alcohol, all right, and I want to stress that at the start, something I did the other day, T, that I thought, oh, it might be worth having a chat on a Thursday on air was I used to be a Coca-holic.
Yes.
As in Coca-Cola, by the way.
Yeah.
Probably up to 5 to 6 a day.
Oh, what?
Back when I'm 20.
Right.
No idea how I became a diabetic. Anyway, no idea, guys. But way back. There was a trawler days even.
Yeah, okay.
It was just drank Coke.
Sure.
Real deal Coke, by the way. Real deal. Seriously haven't had it since. Yeah. I gave it up at around 25, 26, I think it was, and haven't had it since.
Yeah.
Nor have I had diet or I don't know. It's just no.
Yeah.
Just don't have it. I don't know why, but I saw... And they do have them now, the original kind of bottle, glass, real Coke, the other day. And I went, I got to have it. I got to have it. And I got it. And it was like the first bit, I was, oh, so good. And the second sip, oh, so good. Third sip, that'll do.
Because of the sugar?
I think maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was just, I wanted to ask on the show, is there something you don't have now that you used to have a lot of?
Yeah.
Don't say sexy lot. I'm ahead of you. You know what, Steve? There is.
You know what?
But that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So what you used to love.
Yeah.
But you don't have anymore.
For whatever reason.
133353. You can get involved with Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
You know, when you mentioned this to me, my head went straight to, it's usually like food because you grow up and realise, I can't be doing that every day. Otherwise, A, I'm going to be either the side of the house or I'm going to be in the ground.
Yes.
So for me, it was always a food thing.
Yeah.
I used to love Milo on ice cream.
Yeah.
And to the point where come Easter time, I'd be getting Easter eggs, knocking the top off, filling them with ice cream and Milo, and then putting them in the freezer.
But you were saying this like like they're not good for you.
But I've stopped my Milo habit.
Have you?
I was Milo-holic. Like you were Coke, absolutely.
Yeah.
I couldn't go a day without either a big glass of Milo or Milo and ice cream.
There was nothing better than Milo and ice
cream. Oh, stop it.
And then you stir it up like a little
milkshake. What about my Easter recipe? Like I said to you, knock the top off an egg, ice cream and Milo inside the egg, refreeze, amazing.
I'm going home to make that today. I love it.
Ellen is at Ashtonfield. Is it Ellen or Elon?
Yeah, Ellen.
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 What about you, Ellen?
Good
good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good.
What did you have?
I had, every night before I would go to bed, I'd have a glass of Coke or lemonade.
Yeah, okay.
Before bed?
Well, not before bed, you know, like 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Who was your thirst quencher?
Oh, it was the best.
So how long since you've had one?
I haven't had one probably since August last year. I started the diet and I decided to give it up.
I bet you lost weight even just that one little change, Ellen.
Well, I did have a bit more of a change. I did do a few more things, but I've lost 10 kilos. So,
wow.
Which is really good. But, oh, my God, if I see a Coke some days, I will buy one and it's the best.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. Thanks, Ellen.
But I don't do it of a night anymore.
Yeah, there's something about that Coke, that the real thing.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Definitely.
None of that diet business.
What about Lars at Maitland?
Hey, Lars, what did you give up and you wish you could have again?
Oh, I don't really wish I could have it again, but Macca's, like, I'd have drinks from Macca's, but, like, I'd never have a cheeseburger or anything again.
Oh, you've cut the Maccas.
Really?
Yeah.
How come, Lars? What made you decide to ditch the Maccas?
It's just disgusting.
Okay.
Well, you keep it up, Lars. By the sound of you, mate, you live to a ripe old age of 19. It's interesting. He's just I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Good on him.
Hello, Shane. What did you give up, mate?
Morning, legends. I gave up milk. Let me hippie missus move in with me, and she put the lactose milk in the fridge. None the wiser. Had lactose milk. Can't even look at normal milk now without getting a bellyache.
Really?
That does happen.
Isn't that amazing?
There is good news, though.
What?
That happened to me.
Well, I went to Glendale Shopping Centre to have a milkshake. It was the worst decision ever after that.
You feel ill?
Never again.
Wow. So what, it affects you physically, Shane, your stomach?
Yes, yep.
It's okay, Shane.
Look at it.
Yeah, no, you can retrain. You can retrain your stomach.
I'll walk straight past it.
You can retrain your stomach, Shane. It's okay. That happened to me. I went to skim milk for 2 years, and then I'd have a real milk and think it was foul. I forced myself to get back into full cream. I'm good as gold.
Do you know though, Shane? If you now, I don't know whether this is true, and I'd love people of Asian descent to tell me that this is not true or true. They say they can, like Asian people, can smell us. Like from a Western nation, when you go to somewhere like Japan or wherever, because of the dairy we consume, they say we smell sour. Isn't that interesting?
Yep,
I don't know whether it's true, but I have been told that that's the case. But
you just follow more like a tradie, but
I was going to say I, for some reason, smell like Africa. Well, I think that's the lynx. I think it's valid, but I could be obviously shot down that it's wrong. I actually think that what you eat does permeate some sort of...
Oh, of course it does.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. So, we smell a milk.
Yeah, we smell... Well, not just nice, fresh milk.
Yeah.
By all accounts, we smell quite sour because of our dairy consumption.
Which one are you on this week?
I'm on oat milk this week.
I ask that because, she flips about. Bit of almond.
Bit of almond, bit of oat. Yeah. I'm kind of with Shane. I don't do the other one anymore.
Because I think I was telling you, I was on skim for ages and I'm going, why am I drinking water cordial?
Yeah, I know.
Why am I drinking milk cordial? I'm like, this is stupid. So, because I only have milk, like in the coffee.
Yeah.
Or maybe when I'm having my milk and cookies at night, but that's... I do.
Well, you're a lucky man.
Why is that?
Well, because gluten-free doesn't allow you to do that.
Either?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's the only thing I haven't got.